USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Although not authorized to set any policies, Vice President Kamala Harris is in Poland with President Andrzej Duda to discuss Russia's violent invasion of Ukraine. Speaking at a press conference, Vice President Harris.
I want to be very clear. The United States and Poland are united in what we have done and are prepared to do to help Ukraine and the people of Ukraine.
Polish President Duda, via a translator.
Attacking Georgia in 2008 and attacking part of Ukraine in 2014, I knew that this appetite, this imperial appetite, will grow.
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov on Thursday said that Russia's economy was experiencing a shock and that measures were being taken to soften the impact. He told reporters it's very hard to forecast anything. The Moscow Exchange stock market remains closed. USA Radio News.
This report sponsored by IBM. Supply chain shortages and backups have been felt across the world, and one cause for this might surprise you. The new X-Force Threat Intelligence report from IBM Security reveals that ransomware attacks on the manufacturing industry have contributed to a heavy burden on supply chains, with unpatched vulnerabilities becoming the leading cause of manufacturing attacks. Charles Henderson, head of IBM X-Force.
Criminals are taking advantage of our fragile supply chain by targeting manufacturing organizations with ransomware. We'll soon start to see the costs of attacks passed down to consumers. And while businesses need to focus on managing vulnerabilities, consumers should be wary of the links they click. Criminals love to impersonate consumers' favorite brands.
The world's most popular tech brands are commonly spoofed to gain access to consumers' personal info, so personal security is of the utmost importance. To learn more, visit ibm.com/security.
The U.S. House of Representatives on Wednesday pushed through a $13.6 billion aid package for Ukraine. Also included is $1.5 trillion to keep the U.S. government programs operating through September 30th and avoid an agency shutdown this weekend. The man that received a pig heart a couple of months ago to survive has died.
David Bennett, who received a pig heart in January in place of his own failing one, has passed away. It's not clear yet what precisely caused Bennett's death, according to the University of Maryland's Medical Center, where he received the transplant on January 7th and had been recovering since. His condition began deteriorating over the last few days. Bennett was the first patient to ever receive an animal organ genetically modified to prevent rejection in a person. The investigative surgery, though it only added just over 2 months to Bennett's life, informed the field of xenotransplantation, which hopes to solve the human organ shortage. Reporting for USA Radio News and the proud recipient of a human heart transplant, I'm John Hunt.
USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. Reproduce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
Republican Representative Pete Sessions from Texas was on Newsmax last night. He's warning Americans expect to pay $10 a gallon for gas, which he says will make socialists very happy in America. The congressman blamed the Biden administration for being followers, not leaders.
Well, the tipping point really, I think, has come to Washington, D.C. The members all receiving calls from constituents, placing great pressure. But the bottom line is that the White House continues to make what I think are poor decisions, and decisions that relegate America to being one of the boys instead of the leader in the world. And America is sitting back and watching. This president has decided not to be the leader, but simply to communicate what he sees happening.
Mr. Sessions went on to say, with the ban on importing Russian oil and gas, the Biden administration is now forced to go to nations like Iran and Venezuela to buy energy. As long as there are computers, there will always be someone trying to get inside. Lucky for us Windows users, Microsoft has just squashed another laundry list of hacks. If you own a PC and you haven't installed this update yet, you're going to want to do so as soon as possible. Microsoft released its March 2022 patch on Tuesday. The update contains patches for 71 known vulnerabilities, ranging from elevation of privilege, denial of service, and spoofing. Plus, the company fixed 21 vulnerabilities in their web browser, Microsoft Edge. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.